This week's Cotton Newsline is two cuts. Both cuts are Keith Minchie, Manager of Science and Environmental Issues for the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
H.R. 872 would basically undo the court decision of the Sixth Circuit back in 2009, which now would require certain pesticide uses to be permitted under the Clean Water Act. The council believes that this is a redundant regulation with no additional environmental protection. It could put some pesticide users in the way of litigation by citizen suits. It also has certain requirements that are going to cost pesticide applicators more money. It's certainly going to be a tremendous burden on the states to issue these permits. So the council believes that this is a prime example of redundant and unnecessary regulations.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Proponents of the bill would like to see this bill get onto the suspension calendar, which is an expedited way of getting a bill passed. The one condition for getting on that calendar is that you have, or can guarantee that you will have, 2/3 vote of the House, which is 290 members. We're currently way below that level, and we have put out 2 action alerts asking our members to contact their congressional member and encourage them to either co-sponsor the bill or at least to support it when it does come to the floor.